This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Indonesian officials say at least 43 people have been killed and another 584 injured after a tsunami hit the Sunda Strait late Saturday. The Indonesian Disaster Management Agency says dozens of buildings were damaged. The Pandelang district in West Java saw the highest death toll, with 14 dead and 150 injured. Hundreds of homes and buildings were severely damaged, according to officials, as were dozens of vehicles. The number of casualties is expected to rise because officials have not been able to contact all the areas affected by the tsunami. Indonesian emergency management officials say the deadly wave could have been caused by undersea landslides after the Krakatau volcano erupted. The Sunda Strait lies between the islands of Java and Sumatra and connects the Indian Ocean to the Java Sea. A partial shutdown of the U.S. government appears to continue until at least next Thursday, after the Senate adjourned Saturday afternoon with no votes planned until at least December 27th. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said there would be so-called pro forma meetings on Monday, but those sessions are usually over in a few minutes. McConnell said Saturday he could call the Senate back into session at any time to vote on a proposed budget deal.
When these negotiations produce a solution that is acceptable to all parties, which means 60 votes in the Senate, a majority in the House, and a presidential signature, at that point, we will take it up on the Senate floor.
About one quarter of the government ran out of funds at 5 hours, 1 minute UTC Saturday. More than 800,000 federal employees' jobs have been disrupted. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. New York State is stepping up to make sure that anyone who wants to visit an iconic landmark will not see signs saying it's closed because of the government shutdown. We get the details from AP's Julie Walker.
Lady Liberty beckons in the harbor, and thousands of tourists will get to visit her after New York State stepped in to pay about $65,000 a day to keep the Statue of Liberty open during the partial government shutdown. The Grand Canyon is also open for business, but at Fort McHenry in Baltimore, the Star-Spangled Banner yet waves, but the gates are locked. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. envoy to the Global Coalition Fighting the Islamic State group has resigned in protest to President Trump's abrupt decision to withdraw the U.S. troops from Syria. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has details.
Brett McGurk became envoy to the International Coalition Fighting the Islamic State group in 2015. Since then, the militants have been driven from most of their strongholds, but they still hold a string of villages and towns along the Euphrates River in eastern Syria, and have been holding off the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces over the past several weeks. The U.S. military estimates about 2,000 IS fighters remain in the area, though the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the number could be as high as 8,000. At a State Department briefing earlier this month, McGurk said, "It would be reckless if we were just to say, well, the physical caliphate is defeated, so we can just leave now." Ben Thomas, Washington.
UK police, that is, arrested a man and a woman on Saturday over the drones that crippled Gatwick Airport days before Christmas. As Lucy Fielder of Reuters reports, the arrests came after thousands of passengers had to spend nights in the airport trying to get to their holidays.
It was the most disruptive drone incursion that has happened at any major airport. Gatwick has reopened, jubilant passengers finally getting on board, but it warns that there will be knock-on disruption. The UK's second largest airport was forced to cancel all flights when small drones were spotted near the airfield late Wednesday. Every time they went to reopen the runway, the drones returned. The Army deployed anti-drone technology to secure the area, making it safe enough to resume flights.
Lucy Fielder of Reuters. At least 15 people were killed and dozens of others injured in two explosions in Mogadishu, Somalia, Saturday. Witnesses said the first blast was caused by a car bomb at a security checkpoint near the National Theater. The second explosion occurred nearby. The Al-Qaeda-linked group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for both blasts. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.